What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Tonight, I'm going to have a special episode. Actually, someone on Instagram who I've become friends with recently, I've been talking back and forth, asked me a really good question about feeling uninspired and low confidence publishing, and wondered what I do to keep myself confident and motivated. And I think my answer may surprise you. So I wanted to do this as an episode instead of just responding back to him directly, and hopefully it'll help a lot of you guys out as well.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everyone. So like I said, one of my new friends, Alex, he had posted on Instagram, or he actually sent me a DM, a question, and I thought it was a really good question. I think it's something that I know I personally deal with way more often than I'd like to admit, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do as well. And so I thought I would, instead of just responding to him personally, respond through a podcast, and hopefully it'll give you guys some value as well. So this is what he wrote. He said, "Hey man, question for you. If you ever find yourself feeling uninspired, low in confidence to publish every day or put yourself out there, what are some of your go-to activities to create a lasting peak state, again, where you feel full of fire, belief, and vision? I'm in a spot that I haven't been in a long time. I'm committed to breaking out of it, and I have faith that I will. I have a feeling that finding the right catalyst to help spark the fire again is the key." Anyway, so I thought it was a really good question. And again, I think that my answer may be different than him, or even, you know, probably most people think. And so to kind of put context, I'm going to give you a quick glimpse at my life recently. It's summertime here, at the time that I'm recording this, and I've got five amazing kids, three teenagers and two younger kids. And my teenagers have a party every night, something planned with friends and everything. And there's no school. And they're like, "Well, there's no school tomorrow." I'm like, "Yeah, but I still have to get up tomorrow at 6. I still have things to do. I still have all this stuff, you know." And it's my poor wife and I. Usually, you know, during school time, we put them to bed at 9, and we've got, you know, 2 hours by ourselves before we pass out. Where now they're getting home from friends' houses around 11, and then we're trying to put them to bed, and then it's midnight, and then 1, and then 1:30, and then we're so tired. And right now is a really busy season. We are like 60 days away from Funnel Hacking Live. P.S. If you don't want to be taking shit, go to funnelhackinglive.com. And I find myself now every morning literally waking up, and I am feeling, I think, exactly what Alex is feeling. I wake up and I'm tired. I'm uninspired. I have low confidence. I don't want to publish. I don't want to talk. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to work out. And it's tough. Today, I set my alarm for 6. And I snoozed it for an hour and a half. I kept pushing it over and over and over again. And I actually, this morning, as I was going to the office, I was like, "Why am I struggling so much?" And I started thinking back, and I think in my mind, I think in most of our minds, we assume that we're always like, that there are seasons and times when we're on fire and full belief and vision and all these kind of things. But when I started like really looking back, I started thinking about different parts of my life, especially some of my favorite parts of my life. And if I really remember, and I try to, I think most of the times our memories remember the good things and we fade out the bad, right? It's like when you, like you have a baby, right? You know, 5 minutes after my wife gave birth, if I was like, "Let's have another baby," she would probably strangle me. But then, a day goes by, then a week, and then a month. And within 3 or 4 months, you forget the pain. All you remember is this cute little baby. And you're like, "Oh, we should have kids again. It was so much fun." And then all of a sudden you're pregnant. You're like, "What was I thinking? Why didn't somebody tell me about this?" Right. I think it's the same thing in life. Like if I honestly think back, I think back about wrestling, right? That was my first passion, my first love. Like, I remember winning the state title. I remember these big things are amazing. But if I'm really honest, I try to remember the practices. I remember cutting weight. I remember not eating for 4 or 5 days in a row every single week for my entire high school career, right? And cutting weight and not having energy and being tired in class and like cutting weight. Like those who've cut weight know what I'm talking about. But like I was doing that. And those, like, I don't think that there was a time when I was really, like, it didn't feel good. I didn't enjoy it. It was hard. It was miserable, right? But then the thing at the end happened and it was amazing. And because I had this desire and this belief and this hope in the thing at the end, that's why I kept doing it, right? Because I was like, "Oh, someday I want to win a state title. Someday I want to be an All-American. Someday." And I had these things, right? So I put myself through these things. And then afterwards, I hit the goals, you don't hit the goals, and you remember the positives and you remember these things and you kind of fade out the negative. But the reality is that, you know, a lot of times going through the stuff, like the day by day by day, like you don't come into it super inspired and tons of energy and high confidence and all those things that we think we are or we're looking for, we're thinking that's going to happen, right? At least not that I remember. You know, and as I'm trying to like be completely honest with myself, like I'm remembering the practices and leading up to them, and like most days I was like, didn't want to go to practice, right? Like I did because I like, and like when I got into it, I enjoyed it, but like going to practice, I would dread, right? And then fast forward, most of you guys I think know I had a chance to serve a mission for my church for 2 years. And so for 2 years I was on this mission and I'm knocking doors and I'm teaching about Jesus and I'm doing these things and I had a great experience. Looking back now, it's one of the greatest highlights of my life. But if I remember every morning waking up, and we'd wake up super early and study scriptures and do these things and we were tired, and you know, those who haven't been on a mission or don't never seen like the Mormon missionaries before, like you don't get to go on dates, you don't get to call home, you don't get a, you know, you're with a companion and it's, you don't go to movies, you don't have a TV, you don't have, so it's tough, right? And I remember every morning waking up knowing how to go and knock on doors, knowing how to go to these things and like dreading it and like, oh, like it was hard consistently, right? And then I'd go out and start knocking doors, and usually within doing it for a little while, it would become fun and we could talk to people and like I enjoyed it. And as I'm enjoying it, I'm like why was I so complaining? Like, you know, like, why was I so tired this morning? Why was I so miserable? Like, I actually enjoy this stuff, but I still did. And if I look back on my mission now, you know, it was 2 years I was out there, like, I would bet that most mornings I woke up dreading having to do the work I actually had to do. And now I start thinking about this, right, about my entrepreneurial career. And again, I think back about all the highs and the big wins and all these kind of things. But if I'm completely honest with myself, like, throughout the day by day and the week by week, it was not sunshine and roses. I didn't wake up inspired and excited and have tons of confidence and wanting to publish. Like, it came usually me waking up and dreading it and then going and doing it. And then as I started doing it, it was like, oh, I actually do enjoy this. This is kind of fun, right? It was weird to me because 2 days ago I was working on this webinar and all day at the office I was having fun. I was doing it and I got home and then I was, you know, first I was excited, like, tomorrow's gonna be fun to work on it. But then again, my evening happened and it was crazy and kids get to bed at midnight and I'm asleep at 1 and my alarm's going off at 6 in the morning and I'm just dreading going to the office. Like, I don't want to open the slides. I'm too tired. I don't want to work on it. And like, I'm miserable, right? Uninspired, low confidence, like all these things. And then I woke up, I did the thing, got out there, got to the office, started working on it. And then as I got back into it again, it became fun and I enjoyed it, right? And then eventually I'm gonna do this webinar and I'm gonna be stressed out because I'll probably pull, you know, all-nighters ahead of time. I'm gonna do the webinar and it's gonna make a bunch of money. And then I'll like celebrate. And all I'm gonna remember is the celebration, right? The baby came out. We made a bunch of money. The, you know, someone got baptized, whatever the result was I was working towards, right? And I remember that. And that's all I remember is like how great it was. I mean, we did this this event, the Funnel Hackathon event. It was interesting because I was teaching them in our webinar model. I was like, when we launched ClickFunnels, you know, I always tell them they should do a webinar week every single week for a year. And I was like, I tell people that, but that's not what I did. I was like, I was doing at least a webinar a day, some days 2 or 3 webinars a day. And if you've ever done a webinar, like a 2-hour webinar, it's like working a 9-hour or 8-hour workday, right? So you're doing 3 back-to-back-to-back, 6 hours of straight webinars. Like in my head, I remember this amazing thing and me closing sales and like how amazing it was. But if I'm honest with myself, it was horrible. I couldn't talk. I was tired. I had no energy. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to do the second, let alone the third webinar that day, knowing that tomorrow I had to wake up and do it again. And like, you know, and it's just interesting because I think our brain blocks out so much of those things. So I'm not saying that we can't be inspired, have high confidence in those kind of things. But my bet is in most situations, most mornings you're going to wake up and you're going to be uninspired, you have low confidence, you're not going to want to publish, you're not going to want to go out there, you're not going to want to do a webinar, you're not going to want to publish your podcast, you're not going to walk knock doors, you're not going to want to go read a book, you're not going to want to write a book, you're not going to want to, whatever the thing is, right? Because that's the reality of life, at least as far as I've experienced it. I try to think back, like when were the mornings I woke up super excited, and there have been some, I can tell you there have been, but they are few and far between. The thing that gets me moving in the morning is not the feeling of inspiration or confidence or anything in the morning. It is the vision of the thing at the end, right? It was me knowing I wanted to win a state title, not just knowing I want to be a state champ, right? But knowing like in my heart and my soul and my gut, like that's what all I wanted. Like all I wanted in life was that. I wanted to get my hand raised. And so because of that, I was willing to go through anything. right? Like my coach has said, you got to lose 30 pounds this week, which happened every single week. I was like, okay. They're like, hey, you've got to go run 4 miles right now. You got to do this. Like I just said yes to everything because that was the goal. And that was the, like whatever it took to get there, I was okay with it. So the vision of the goal is the thing, but it doesn't mean you're going to feel the things I think we want to feel, right? I want to feel like wake in the morning. I want to go run. I want to go do these things. I want to go, but I don't think I ever feel those things. And maybe I'm the one that's messed up. I don't know. But if I'm honest with myself, I don't remember really feeling those things. I don't remember any morning when my alarm went off and I woke up feeling like I wanted to go run, feeling like I want to go lift weights again, you know, maybe every once in a while, but it was rare. The thing that was a constant was like this North Star. It was the vision. And again, in high school, it was winning a state title. And then it was being an All-American. That's all I could dream about. Like I'd sit there without any food or water in my stomach for weeks, you know, for or not weeks, but days at a time, miserable, cutting 25, 30 pounds a week, every single week, week in and week out, over and over and over again, being thirsty beyond any kind of, you know, anything you can imagine. For those who have never cut weight before, you think that being hungry is harder. Like people go like, have skip a meal and they're like, oh, I'm so hungry. Like hunger pains are easy. Thirst pains are bad. Like you skip water for a day, your hunger pains disappear. And you can not eat for a week, fine. But those thirst pains like keep you up at night. Like, but again, like what was the thing? It was the vision. And it was doing it when you're not inspired, doing it when you don't feel like it, because you're normally not going to feel like it. Like right now, we're 60 days away from Funnel Hacking Live. I have so much work to do. We are rebuilding 3 different coaching programs, and I'm tired. We are, I've got 6 core presentations, 9 total presentations for Funnel Hacking Live I haven't started on. I'm rewriting a core webinar that I have to do. We've got film dates, we've got events, we've got, like, I think if you guys saw my schedule for the next 60 days, you'd probably laugh or cry or a little bit of both. And I tell you what, I don't want to do most of it. But guess what I do want to do? I want Funnel Hacking Live to happen. I want, when it's over, the night the Funnel Hacking Live ends, when I go to bed at night, there's this feeling that, I don't know, it's not as good as getting my hand raised in wrestling, I'm not going to lie. But it's this feeling, and I felt it before. I felt like when the whole thing's done, and you see people, and you see their change, and you see them leave, and you get to go home and be in your room for a minute and just be like, oh, we did it. Like, that feeling, that vision, and seeing how the ripple effect that will come from that room, from the 3,500 people who will be in the room, like, that ripple effect that will come out from there around the world, like, that vision of that, like, for me, it's a tangible visual. Like, it's like I can see, like, for me, it's like I see the audience, I see this huge rock going boom and hitting it, and the ripple effect goes to 3,500 people in the room, and then from there it goes out to millions and millions of people around the world. Like that vision of that is what gets me moving and going, right? And for some reason, like I keep wishing like that vision would make it so I woke up every morning inspired, excited with energy, but it doesn't, because the reality is like, if that's all it was the vision, I think we'd be able to, you know, if the vision affected us, so we felt so good that it was easy, then it'd be easier. But for me, at least it doesn't. So anyway, if any of you guys got a secret, let me know. But for me, it's just waking up, thinking about like, this is the thing. This is what I'm working towards. I want it. I'm going for it. And then start the process. And like I said, after I start the process, usually it feels good. But that it's that initial, like that initial momentum that's not fun, right? Like the initial waking up and going to the gym is not fun. But then if you're lifting, it's like, oh, I actually enjoy this. Right? Getting up, getting dressed, getting to the office, not fun. Start working your slides, like, oh, I actually enjoy this. This podcast episode, for example, my brother who does my podcast is going out of town. He's been asking me for a week and a half for 3 episodes. And right now it is 11:27 at night. And I've been dreading this podcast all day long. I've been thinking about it and talking about it and like talking myself out of it, like dreading it literally. Like, I don't want to do this podcast. I don't want to do it. Like, I'm tired. I just want to go to bed. I got so much stuff. Like, I finally got my kids to bed. Now, the last thing I want to do is publish my podcast. Last thing I want to do. But now I'm 14 minutes and 25 seconds into it, and I'm actually really enjoying this. I could go for another 2 hours. Like, I'm feeling the energy in now, right? But initially, you don't have it. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is just understanding that, like, it's the like initial momentum, right? Like, that's the hardest part. Every morning you wake up and you're out of momentum, like getting back into momentum, that's a hard thing. And so most people, most humans on this planet never get back into momentum. They're just like, oh, and they just stop, right? So the thing that's got to get you from this stagnant stop spot. It's like either the memory of the vision or the dream of the vision, right? When I was wrestling, it was the dream of being a state champ, right? Right now, it's the memory of last year's Funnel Hacking Live and the experience that I felt afterwards. Like, that's the thing that gets me out of bed into momentum. And the momentum, I start feeling more inspired. I start feeling more confident. I start, like, those things start happening, but they don't happen right out of the gate. Most mornings, you're going to wake up not wanting to do the thing you got to do. You're not going to feel good. You're not going to feel inspired, have confidence, or any of those kind of things. So it's like you got to have this vision that pulls you into momentum, and then momentum picks up, and that's when you start feeling good and start having fun. And right now, I want to go film 12 more podcast episodes, which is good because my brother told me I need to give him 3 by tomorrow. So this is the first one. I've got 2 more tonight, and I'm really excited about one of them. So I'll probably do that one next because now I'm in momentum. I'm feeling good. And anyway, so I hope that helps. I think the biggest thing that I want to share is just that if you're struggling every morning, for any of you guys, like, that's okay. So do I every morning. Very, very, very rare to wake up and like, yes, let's go. Like, this is the thing, right? It's unfortunately not there. I don't think it is there for most people. And if it is there for you, like, that's amazing. Like, run. I mean, you're waking up already in momentum. Start running. Don't stop. But for most of us, it's, man, like making that vision. It's like what we talked about for wrestling. So clear, so vivid, so, like, real that you would go through anything to get it, right? Like, first time I saw someone win a state title, and I was like, that's what I want more than air. Literally, like, more than food, more than water, more than friends, more than anything. It became that real, that tangible, that vivid, where I could, like, feel it, taste it, touch it, like, smell it, like, envision it. Like, that's when I was willing to do anything. And I did do anything. Like, literally, insane things we did to get that goal. And same things have been true in business, right? Like, when we started building ClickFunnels, and I started seeing, at first it was hard for me because I didn't know it was going to become what it was, right? Like, I'd tried to build ClickFunnels 3 times before, and every time we'd failed. So Todd's like, I'm going to build ClickFunnels. I'm like, cool. So we started building it. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is really good. Okay, like, all right. And I saw the vision of what it could be. Then it was like crazy. But if I remember back, we used to do these hackathons. Todd would fly out before we launched ClickFunnels and spend 3 weeks in Boise. And we would go all day, all night, and like sleep for 3 or 4 hours, get back up and keep going. And I don't think it was fun. Like, looking back now, the nostalgia of it's amazing. Like, oh, these were like the greatest times of our life. Like, times I'll never forget. But in the moment, they were horrible. I did not enjoy them. I was tired. I was miserable. I missed my family, missed my kids, missed my things. I was annoyed if this is actually going to work. Like, you know, there's all these things. But we did it because I'd seen the vision. Todd had seen the vision. We knew that there was something there. And so we pushed and we pushed and we pushed and we grinded through it. And now, looking back, those are some of the best times. So you got to do it in spite of the uninspired, in spite of not feeling worthy or ready or whatever. Get yourself momentum, like, hook to the vision, hook to the thing you have, and start running. So anyway, hope that helps. Again, it's probably not the answer you're looking for. You know, I wish I had a better secret magic button, but it's just understanding and realizing every morning, like, all right, I don't want to move, but I got to. Let's go. So I hope that helps. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening, and have a great night, and we'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.